Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Yeah, welcome to Sweet Talking Sport. It's Friday the 13th, unlucky for some, you know. So I don't know if there's any superstitious people in here, but I just want to welcome G back. How are you feeling after your week absence?
Not too bad, my friend. We're good to go now. Warm people.
Yeah, did you listen to the show last week?
Yes, I did.
Because you see this man Yasso, CV, and the man Bushman made an appearance.
Yeah, I hear them.
Try and gang up on me, you know.
I hear them rude boys reaching for the bell, but they can't catch the bell.
I'm telling you.
Listen. Nobody make up, no nice. But gang up on me. But yeah, you nearly make me come out. I you know, so me a church man. You nearly make me do something when I don't do. Yeah, because I don't know too. Last time, remember when I wasn't here? Oh, no, touch me up!
Take advantage, man.
Right. That's where it goes. Come in now, Captain. Come in.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start off with Carsley, who's the interim boss at the helm of the national team. And not really talking about his results and what he's done, but he's not singing the national anthem. And I know your guys will be disappointed in this. Do you know what I mean?
Really?
Because,
really?
You know.
Really?
I saw me, you know.
Oh.
And, you know, is it a big thing? Is it is it being disrespectful? Why isn't Carsley singing the England tune, man?
It's a difficult one, really, but if you're involved in the sports and stuff, really, and it's the national team, really, you're supposed to bust two bars. I'm sorry. You may not like it, like myself. I'm not keen on the national. No disrespect to anybody out there who thinks whatever else, but just for me. But if you're playing for the national team, I don't care what country you come from, you should know your national anthem.
But the thing is, with Lee Carsley, you might have to give him a blind, you know.
Go on.
Born in Birmingham, yeah. Played, what, 40 games for the Republic of Ireland.
He's got Irish in his blood or something.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, through his grandmother.
Yeah.
Oh. So, you know, and to be fair also as well, to drop another biscuit in the tin, right, he said when he was playing for the Republic of Ireland, he never come up with no tune either. You know what I mean? Because he was just saying that he's there to play football. He's focused on the game. He's not there to sing no tune. So he wants to remain focused until that whistle starts.
That's his excuse.
Yeah, and you know, I'm kind of on his side, really, because I'm thinking, you know, you didn't play for England. You played for Ireland and expected to kind of like sing in tune. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking, it's not so much of a big deal for me. Now, people listening might say, do you know what, sweet? Stop your nice. Do you know what I mean? Because, you know, it's kind of disrespectful and that. But you've got to think that Carsley never played for England. You know what I mean? He's played for Ireland.
Yeah, but he's disrespectful to who? Who is he disrespectful to?
to the king and you know, for them people there.
No, listen,
because
listen,
like,
listen,
you know.
Listen, you quite rightly explained it, right? He was born in here, right? He's born in England, right? In Birmingham. It's his grandmother who is the lady who mm-hmm. comes from the Republic.
Yeah.
Right? So, remember, he's made 40 odd appearances for the Republic of Ireland. Not, I'm not talking youth team, I'm talking for the first team. Do you really expect the man to stand up there and start singing the English national anthem? Nah, he's not going to do that. When he's represented the Republic.
I know.
Nah, he's not going to do that. Mm. And he quite rightly said, he's there to do the business. His job is to make sure England go out there and perform, right? With him sing national anthem, it don't make any difference. His job is to make sure that the English players perform to their highest. Singing well, anthem is nothing, man.
Well, let's be right. Back in the days, you don't have to sing the national anthem, do you? It's not part of what they say you have to do. I know they would like you to.
Yeah, I think more or less they want you to kind of like bust that tune, yeah? But I think with Carsley, like I said, I'd give him a blight through and through every day of the week for me, you know?
Well, at the end of the day, like I said, if he's played 40 games for Republic of Ireland and he's never sang for them, obviously that's where more of his loyalty lies. If he didn't sing for them, so be it.
Mm. So what we're saying, that it's not really much of a big deal to us, but, you know, for the Pats out there and, you know, the people who are kind of like where, you know, the chrome pan them kind of sleeve and that, you know.
But let's be honest, not every player in the national team sings national anthem anyway.
Do you know what? I think the majority of them do.
Majority do, yeah.
I think they've kind of like, they have been told that they need to open up their lungs and blast it out, you know?
Because I'd struggle with that, mate, I'll be honest.
I'll be honest with you, I've never sang no national anthem. You know, when back in the day, when you used to go, and used to go to theatre, right?
Yeah,
pantomime. Remember them pantomime? And you have to, turn up, and them used to sing the national anthem. I never turn up and sing none of that.
I kind of was struggling with the words myself. I think I got told off a couple of times at school for not
That's exactly what happened. You know what I mean? I got told off for not singing it. But at the end of the day, what does it matter?
Mm.
I know people them what used to stand up. You know,
and
when
salutes as well.
You know when the television are cut off at night time.
BBC.
Remember them back in the day, BBC. And they used to do the national anthem at the ending of the day when the TV are signed off, right? Yeah, so I'll feel with brethren now. The captain, stand up, stand up,
love it,
stand up like Lord Duke.
Oh dear, he's gone, he's gone, he's gone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, Captain Mo. Yeah.
You know, one day he's gonna come on here and broken it to up. I'm telling you.
Nah, that could never happen. You know, I know. There's a saying that still waters run deep, but for him, have a hole in eight. Yeah.
Like the bucket
bottom. Yeah. I've a big hole in eight. You know what I mean? So, yes. Yeah. I mean, sticking with England, apparently the hierarchy, you know, they're looking at Lampard and Potter. That's Frank Lampard and Graham Potter. And to be fair, I mean, they won't be my choice anyway. I'll come to that later on. For the England hot seat.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, they're looking at Lampard and Potter. So, because they fit in that kind of mold, innit? You know, that mold. You know, that Southgate mold and the Lampard. You know, neither one of them will be kind of outspoken. They'll kind of toe the line. Do you know what I mean? And, you know, probably there's no... nothing in the closet as well, you know, to come out and kind of like surprise a few people, kind of Mr. Clean, kind of that kind of image. Do you know what I mean? So, I mean, you know, Lampard, I looked at his kind of like win percentage, all kind of like teams type of stuff, what he's managed in his career, 48.19, and Graham Potter a mere 39.5. Potter or Lampard, if it came down to either one of them, which one would you choose?
Lampard.
Why would you choose Lampard?
Only because of what you just said about his stats.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's the only reason. Because I'm surprised you said Lampard anyway, to be honest.
Mm.
I mean, I couldn't fathom out who to suggest now to go for the England job in that respect.
Mm.
To be honest, I'm going to mention a name that's...
Go for it, G. Yeah, yeah. I want to hear this.
I would say Shearer.
Alan Shearer.
I would. Because
Shearer.
Because of what he's done for England as a player... And I just think that he's got that mentality to coax the player, the man to do like what they used, how they used to play football and thing. If you're going to pick Lampard, then you can pick him too.
I mean, bear in mind, Shearer didn't really do a great job at St. James's.
I know that
Park.
Was the only thing he did, did he? He's more of a player, really. But maybe now, because they're so critic at times when you hear them when the national team's playing. Let's see you go and step up and do your job then. But if you're going to pick man like that, I will still put Shearer in there in the mix.
CV,
I've had a suggestion of one of my peoples them.
Yeah, run
that,
it, yeah.
Said that. Fi flinging fi with wide there.
Righty.
Ian Wright. Yeah.
Even that.
Yeah,
my, better still.
My good friend said.
One of them two.
My good friend said that Ian Wright would be a good manager for England. They're always on about Ian Wright, though.
Yeah, I mean, maybe want to hear from that person live in Addis Studio. So you know, anytime you're ready, just forward. Yeah, anytime you're ready, just
talk
forward.
To knowing it.
Yeah,
pick up the phone and phone with it.
But better still, just hold one of these mics. And just chat. So the invitation's there. You know what I mean?
Come up,
you know?
My brethren.
Yeah. Forward down.
I
want to see you down here. You know? So we've got Shearer, we've got Wright, and a name from you, Mr. V.
Oh, England.
I mean, that's put the cat amongst the pigeons for real.
I don't know, really, because I don't really check. I don't really check with England, but. I can't really think of anybody who I would say to put up there. I've got to be put my hands on the table. I can't really see who you're gonna fling.
I mean,
to put up there.
I mean, I'm gonna kind of like spoil things up a little bit because Pochettino's just got the hot seat for USA. Okay,
I say.
So, you know, if you look at US, what they're ranked 11th. In the world as it stands at the moment, and you know they've snapped him up. So you've got Potcher, US, and then you've got Carsley holding the fourth apparently best team in the world. Now if you look at Potcher's kind of like record compared to Carsley, You can't kind of like match up. You can't put them side by side. You know, with the Pochettino's kind of experience, you know, his knowledge, his way of handling serious big players. He's a winner also as well. Yeah, Carsley can say, do you know what? Under 20s, under 21s, whatever. Do you know what I mean? But we're talking about consistent in the top flight. You know, managing big players. Carsley really, you know, for me, doesn't really do it, and he doesn't even sing as well. You know what I mean? You know, for me, you know, so it's not dropping no lyrics, is it?
You're going back in and singing again.
I mean, I think he's the one that got away, to be honest with you, because, you know, it was London based, all that kind of stuff. And I think he was just waiting for that phone to ring. So it must be the hierarchy, you know, behind the scenes thinking, do we want this guy? in our setup upsetting the apple cart. I don't mean the players.
Patch.
Yeah, I'm not talking about upsetting the players. And the thing is, as well, he knows the Premier. He knows the Premiership inside out.
He does.
So what is the problem then? Mm. You know what I mean?
I tell you, you've got to look at that. Should I tell you what you're waiting for? I'm just going to laugh.
Pepsi-Cola.
Yeah, for my man.
Pepe.
For my manager.
You feel so?
He's not going nowhere. What would he leave my team, right, to go to a team that won nothing? Why would he leave my team to a team that ain't won nothing?
Yeah, but Pep's incentive, isn't it, to do something
nah,
like that?
Nah, man, he ain't leaving. If he leaves, he's leaving and that's it, he's done. He's not coming to England.
I mean, it's like, Carsley's still kind of like, he's got his L plates on, hasn't he?
He has got his L plates on. So you've got to give him, you've got to give him a run out, haven't you?
And Pochi, he's got a contract which will see him through to the 2026 World Cup, you know, which is in the States, also kind of hosted by Canada and Mexico as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it's like, I think with not committing too deep into it, Poch is still there in the reckoning, really, you know. But it's not going to be for this World Cup. So it's...
Does it make sense then?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously the guy wants to work and he's not going to just sit and kind of twiggle his thumbs, you know, for years and stuff.
Exactly.
But I think... I mean, USA, not bad. I mean, ranked 11th, you know, they're not kind of like, it's not like they're ranked 25th or...
They're better than what they were, right?
They're improving.
So, you know, but it's just like when you compare, contrast Carsley, England, Poch, USA, to me, there's probably more to it than meets the eye for me. Okay. You know what I mean? I think there's something behind the scenes thinking, do you know what? This is the kind of mould, this is the kind of manager we want. Somebody like Potter who will put the kettle on and stuff like that and make us a cup of tea. Do you know what I mean? And Lampard will kind of toe the line. But Poch, you know, he'll probably say how it is. I mean... They probably looked at the situation with Spurs, haven't they? Mm. You know what I mean? And thought, you know what? That's kind of like an indication of where we don't want to go. You know, you listen to Sweet Talking Sport on 93.2. Chef Live, I've got G back in the studio, back from leave, you could say. An ever-present CV who tried to kind of like make me suffer with the man Bushman last week.
Oh, you're so, still a guana boy.
Yeah, I'm not forgetting that. Yeah. You know, it was like, if Man City, right, play, say, Sheffield Wednesday. Sheffield Wednesday would be without the ball for a long periods at a time. Yeah, you have to suffer without the ball. It was similar kind of like that. It but, like you know, that. I kind of like held my own and I left the studio with my head up. Yeah, I didn't even get chance to leave
the studio.
Your head too big.
Oh, no, just bust me up. Oh, no, bust me up. I didn't even get chance to leave no studio. Oh, no, just start joke and pop out everything on me.
Yes, I am. So, I mean, we've looked at the managerial situation. Lampard and Potter, FA, look like they're going to be holding talks. And I think it's probably kind of right because, you know, I don't think for 1 minute they'll just leave Carsley to it and thinking, do you know, that he can just walk into that kind of like prestige job. You know, one of the biggest jobs on the world scene is managing England, and I'll say that. Harry Kane, 31, got his 100th appearance last week, bust what's he got, 68 goals. That gives him a percentage of 68. Scoring approximately two-thirds of a match he plays for England. 2 years down the line, Kane's going to be, what, 33? England striker, World Cup. Critics are already saying, you know, he's too slow, he drops behind the line, can't keep up, drops too deep. Do you know what I mean? What's your kind of views on this, guys?
Harry Kane. Well, for a while now, I've been saying the same thing. I believe that he is getting slow now and all that. But we've got people like Bellingham and that now that can play up front and a few others. Is he still worthy in the team? Has he still got use? Well, if he's going deep, he's got the incentive to get the team going, I suppose. But we've got enough players out there, I believe now, that Harry Kane could leave.
Harry Kane is either substitute. Well, I don't play. I watched them in the Euros, and he wasn't saying one. He coming like my man at Portugal. What do you call him again now? Who used to play for Man United?
You're not talking about Ronaldo, are you?
Yeah, he ain't coming like him because Ronaldo, right? He shouldn't be in the side neither. Everything is like basing it around him. But I'll go back to Kane's to bring on when you need him to score a goal, because he's not doing it. Can't do it for the full 90 minutes.
I play devil's advocate here. The two guys we've mentioned, Kane, Ronaldo, the scoring goals,
I mean, as in because he scored two goals against Republic of Ireland.
It counts. Yeah, yeah.
It counts either way, doesn't it?
Counts.
Republic of Ireland.
It counts. The international goals. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah. Where was he in the most important? In the most important competition in Euros, where was he?
It was lacking. Maybe carrying an injury.
So let's go back to maybe carrying an injury. If you're maybe carrying an injury, you shouldn't be playing.
I hear that, and I support that as well.
You've got
listen. The both players we just mentioned, I cannot see them to win the World Cup anymore. The next World Cup. Because Harry, like we just mentioned, everything about Harry, for him to say I'm gonna play, that's just being selfish. He hasn't got that speed anymore. He hasn't got that strength to keep off players anymore, and he's not scoring goals as much as what he used to, even though he's still knocking a few in. But I don't think he'll put himself forward for the next World Cup. And to be honest, I can't see Ronaldo doing this. I mean, Ronaldo is at the top of his game. He's proven everything. He wasn't very good in the Euros, was he? We were missing shots, which would have buried back the last World Cup. So I can't see these two players we're mentioning now being in the World Cup. Personally, I can't.
Do you know
see
what? I mean, he's still kind of like says that he's hungry. He's chasing Schiltz. Talking about Peter Shilton, caps 126 for England. Harry Kane plays. Does Harry Kane score goals? I think, you know, looking at the stats for that one, his stats are up there. I think where people really get nitty gritty with it is probably his position. It's like, is he a striker? Then you know, still kind of like an asset in the box. But I think it's when he drops back. Now, if he drops back, I think you could be fine with that. But then you need somebody to kind of like take up that kind of position. Do you know what I mean? So if he drops back and wants to feed the ball, but then again, another side to the argument is like, well, you've got your midfielders to that, to spray balls. Trent can spray balls. Bellingham can pass the ball. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, I think for me, if Kane's not playing as a striker, then he's on the bench. Do you know what I mean? I probably wouldn't want him personally dropping back for me.
That's what I've just said, really, near enough, because then you've got players like Watkins, right, who needs to play. he's doing it for Villa, but yet he comes to England, he knows he's not going to get a game. Because, why? He's still playing Kane.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
And Kane's not, and Kane's not producing nothing. Now, I'm going to say, people out there who are listening might think, well, this guy don't really know what he's talking about, because he scored against Republic of Ireland. Yeah, he did. He did score against Republic of Ireland. But if you've listened to other sports shows, Republic of Ireland, I'll repeat it again. Or Republic of Ireland. You know what I mean? So, nah.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I were listening to Jermaine Pennant, ex-Liverpool player, and I kind of like noticed that the majority of ex-pros who were kind of like saying that Kane's lost his pace and stuff, which he has. Obviously, he's not gonna maintain that kind of pace at 31. But like Pennant was a nimble kind of player, quite quick as well. Do you know what I mean? And I think is that something to do with his kind of like thinking, his mentality? Because it's like if I'm at top end of the pitch and I'm fairly quick, then I might think, do you know what, he shouldn't be playing up there because he's not as quick. Do you know what I mean? Maybe somebody from a different kind of position, you know, like, I don't know, who's not as quick maybe, might think, well, you know, he's all right for me. He can drop back. He's still putting in a shift and stuff. But yeah, that's kind of like an interesting one, that, about Harry Kane. Another kind of like topic I'd just like to get into and just explore this a little bit is the T20. Now, the T20 came about basically because cricket was a bit dull. Okay. It was a bit dull, wasn't it? It needed kind of like a bit of excitement, a bit of razzmatazz and stuff. And I don't want to gloat about Australia beating England last Wednesday. It's a guy I want to talk about, Travis Head, who hit 30 off an over. Now, you know, he got two fours off the first two balls, then the next three sixes, and then the sixth ball, he got four, giving him a score of 30. Now, you know, if he had got six sixes, gives him 36.
Yeah.
And it was just short of that because he would have joined some cricketers. He would have joined, well, he would have been the 10th player in the whole history to achieve six sixes,
yeah.
which I think is kind of like you got to big up that score. 30 is still big off one over in the professional kind of game. That was at Southampton, like I said. Australia won that kind of like that test match. Australia got what, 179 runs in 19.3 overs, and England managed 151 runs in 19.2. Now, there's been four guys to hit six sixes at international level: Gibbs, Sy, Pollard, Malhora. And that includes in the nine, who obviously Gary Sobers was the first guy to do that, make six sixes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that was in that wasn't at international level; it was at county level. You know, when he played for Nottinghamshire back in 1968. But you know, I think, you know, for a cricketer, like I said, in this day and age, professional cricketer, to achieve that six sixes, it's kind of outstanding. And I can get into that a little bit. There's only 20 overs per side. So it's you've got to, you know, grab the bat, and you've got to be scoring runs straight away.
Right, yeah. To get that.
I don't know if your guys have watched any T20 at all.
Not really, but it's
so like I said, you know, it's kind of like.
But that's the ultimate score for a cricketer, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
That is the ultimate score.
definitely.
It's for me, that T20 is like a fast hitting game, isn't it?
Really? Yeah. It's a lot better than what it used to be. I mean, obviously for sponsorship and for bringing in the punters and stuff like that, it certainly does that. So from T20, we're going to another story coming out of the Paralympics. This athlete, Bertie Sayor, 37, Iranian guy. Like I said, he is got disabilities and that. After getting the gold medal, he messed up on it.
Gold medal for what? What did he do?
Well, this is kind of like, maybe I shouldn't laugh at this one, but he kind of like celebrated with almost kind of like, I know obviously like the listeners can't see this, but he made a kind of gesture across his throat type of stuff. Almost like, yeah, he made some kind of gesture like that, which gave him the first yellow card. Now, the second yellow card was for a banned flag following a victory. And the flag, apparently, he said it was for religious reasons rather than political. So, I mean, come on. I mean, you know, these guys, we've said this before, they train for years and years to get where they want to be, yeah? And then you're going to jeopardise something, or whether he's paid a lot of money to display that flag or whatever. I just think it's kind of like...
He had an agenda.
I just think it's kind of like hard to believe that somebody could kind of like put hours, you know, days, weeks, months, years, you know, to kind of like get into that kind of physical, mental kind of like position, and then just blow it through stupidity.
The man under the agenda. I mean, who was the... Or who did they say the cutthroat signal was to? Who was he suggesting that to?
Didn't really say that it was suggested to anybody. And I'm sure that the board thought, you know what, we're not even bother asking. Do you know what I mean? No. Okay. But like they've looked at his behaviour and they've kind of thought, do you know what I mean? That's a yellow card. That's so two yellow cards. He's got the goal. He's got the goal. And that was in the javelin event as well, which he actually broke the record. Do you know what I mean? And then got disqualified. Do you know what I mean? For his kind of behaviour.
Like I said, he had an agenda.
A bit outrageous, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, the gesture for the throat gesture, I mean, you know, that's kind of like rule 8.1, conduct of ethics. And then for the second one, like I said, with the flag, code of ethics, again, also broken by Bertie. But like I said, he said it wasn't for religious, it was for religious reasons, not political. The board looked at it and they said, you know what? Nah.
Does it show you what flag it is?
It's there all over the socials and stuff. Do you know what I mean? So,
right.
You know, it's kind of like a strange one for me. Like I said, you know, I mean, you've kind of like... put all that kind of training, made all them kind of sacrifices and stuff like that, just to what, you know?
He had a reason.
Crazy.
I mean,
crazy.
From the cutthroat business, he know who he was sending that to, and that person at the other end most probably knew it was for him. You understand? And now for the flag business as well, when you're talking political or religion, it doesn't belong anywhere bar in a church or a synagogue or wherever you worship the Lord or whoever you worship. It doesn't belong anywhere else in life. It's as simple as that.
I don't think the officials were brave enough to ask him to say, you don't know about that gesture with your throat. Like, what's all that about?
Let me start it all out for them.
Oh, gosh.
Nobody now tell me anything different, but just tell you straight as it is. He had an agenda. And he bought it to the sports and he got away with it, basically.
Yeah, because to me, I just think it's a bit silly that.
Of course.
Because, like you quite rightly said, he's put a lot of effort in.
Mm.
He's, you know, time and effort. He's getting up. He's, you know, he's getting himself into the peak condition.
Mm.
And then you let yourself go, but you're cut short. Huh?
I think that's why the officials never ask him about that. You know what I mean? Because it's like, you know, if he's making them kind of gestures, you know what I mean, to his throat and that, you know what I mean? Like he said, G, who is that to?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And the other person knows it's for them. This is a simple
gesture. It's for them.
Unless it's them and they know for them.
He could have been, we could be misinterpreting it, you know, the people them could have misinterpreted it because Arlen could have bought him a talk about sore throat. I want one two lassinger.
Oh my god. Yeah. Oh, big day on Monday, 16th of September. What's happening? This Monday, 16th, there's a hearing. Yeah.
Oh,
is it my? Oh, yeah, you see him there.
Is it my boy?
Yeah.
There, one was slapped.
Yeah, something's big happening. Yeah, just reminding people. I mean, if you've just tuned in, listen to Sweet Talking Sport. I've got CV and G in the studio. Big kind of like hearing. It won't define, you know, the outcome, because it's probably not going to be dealt with properly until what, 2025, next year. But complex case, 151 breaches. In fact, we'll go for 116 because CV is actually a breach himself, you know what I mean? So we'll slap a breach on CV. Uh-oh. You know what I mean? So it's not going to be 115. It's 116.
Left the bell alone.
Yeah.
But you're going to ring bell pan me. But yeah. Breach where? Which breach? Yeah. When the breach?
Yeah. You're kind of not kind of like being kind of like, you know, truthful and, you know, with information, from Man City. You're just saying, can remember, because you just said, do you know what? We've got the lawyers.
That's correct.
And let the lawyers deal.
That's correct.
Remember?
That's correct.
Oh.
Is that not what they're going to be doing?
And even his manager, Pep, said, well, I'm not a lawyer. And you know, whatever happens will happen.
What, so
what are you hiding?
So hold on. You know, you want me to tell you, we have the liar them. And the Monday, for a big liar going come in, for the Premier League big liar going come in, and we'll get down to it. We'll get down to it. I did hear something about we're going to, if anything, I think this was this morning actually, on Talk Sport. And they said something about, if they're going to fine, they was looking at Licking City, in docking points, £100. That's what they're looking at. If it comes
dear.
Up, £100.
I said,
some big laugh. Kick. Because I said, is that how you're going to drop it? So you're going to duck us 100 points so that all
relegation.
The others, them, all
give
the other
teams, them
all the other ones, them now can get chance to win the league.
But do you know what? I mean, I know you're saying that get a chance to win the league, but you've got to think of why they got the chance to win the league in the first place. I mean, you know, it'll be revealed, hopefully, and they'll get dealt with. I mean, if they've broken the rules, then they have to suffer.
You know the word.
It's been cheating.
You know the word.
Yeah.
There's a word, right? A two-syllable word. In fact,
we're not after 9 o'clock yet, so just be careful with that word.
You know what I mean?
It's not 9 o'clock, you know, Rasta.
It is two letters. And it called if I and a F, it spell out if they are, right? If they are, no court case done yet.
I mean, you know, like we say, I mean, you know, we're not daft, really. It's not, the 115 or 116 according to, you know, for the purpose of Sheffield and Mr. V. You know, some of these duplicate each other, so that's probably going to get slashed in half anyway, or even quarter. But, you know, like I said before, I think, in my opinion, my honest opinion, I think they'll be looking to be doctored a number of points, maybe something like 12 or something like that. And then maybe they'll appeal for it. There'll be a fine to follow also as well. I mean, if you look, if you go further into the options, what's available, like we've said, to be docked points is kind of like one thing. Another option also as well would be to find them not guilty. That's possible also as well as another option. A further option is also as well is, you know, possible expulsion out of the league, which I don't think they'll do that personally, because there's too many clubs what will be saying, well, you know, they'll be just queuing up for compensation. So options on the table, dock points and fine. I believe that will be a serious contender. And then the other one would be for them to, you know, to get expelled.
For how long?
From the Premiership.
You can't sit after the Premiership for ever and a day.
Well, no, but I mean, obviously,
to miss a season or two, that's a different thing.
No, it'll be kind of like demotion. It'll be further drop down the league. They'll not say, you know, you can't enter the Premiership. It'll be, you know, they have to basically start again, similar to what Rangers did in Scotland. You know, they had to start again and kind of like work their way up through promotions and so on and so forth. I think that one is highly unlikely, to be honest with you, you know. But
in a sense, that would be kind of perfect, in a sense, and a fine. If to be honest, they could come with all three, couldn't they? Really?
Arsenal, Leicester, Leeds. Yeah, it's them.
Who else is in
them.
The Premier now?
Yeah, that's what it'll be all right yeah. for. But at the end of the day, I don't really business, really, because put us where you want, put us.
Yeah,
history has already been made. So you can say what you want. History has already been made. And you can come back with, it's cheating weird. There's two different areas. You've got the financial part of the area, and you've got the people what do the job on the field. The people what done the job on the field, and I've said this before, that's nothing down, it's not down to them.
No.
Their job is to kick ball, score goal, and make them and win the league and win cup. The financial side is to deal with that side, right? So nobody come with no foolishness, but
listen,
this and that yo. And whatever.
Listen. If let's just say for argument's sake, they did dock them the points, they did demote them down the table and whatever else. I honestly do believe Manchester's got the talent to work their way back up and to get back into near enough the position that the world was in. I think said the financial side of it would lick them more than anything.
And
if you can't buy other players, then so be it. But if they were to demote them, I believe Manchester United would still...
Who?
Sorry.
Who?
City. I mean, just wait, I'll just wind you wait, up, man. Just cool.
Wait, yo! Yo, may I leave the... station, you know?
Cool bread, really.
Lord
but
have
I
mercy.
Do believe that
I'm
Manchester
come on radio
City.
And I swear at me.
Oh, boy.
Yo, I honestly don't believe that if that did happen to Man City, they'd work their way back up. They'd be they're determined to work their way back up.
Well, they'd have to because there's only one way for them to go. You know, do you know what I mean? If they said, you know what? But like I said, I think that is probably like one in a thousand billion of getting them kicked out. For me, like I said, points deduction, I can see that every day of the week.
Yeah, I can.
And a big fine as well. And it's where
there's going to be a big fine.
But you know, for that big fine, people will be saying, yeah, they've got that big fine, but who's paying it? Where's that money coming from? Is it all over again? Do you know what I mean? It happened
with the Champions League, didn't it? So, you know, they did all that. And then in the ending, City just brushed it to one side. They got a fine and they just paid it off. Mm-hmm. Right. But going back to your point when you said if they were to go down, it depends on which players what would stay there. Because if you know that the opportunity of not playing in the Champions League, you're not in the Premiership, so it's who would stay there? On the other hand, City have the collateral to play these players.
To keep paying them, well.
You know, they've got the collateral to play these players. You know, whoever then comes in, they've got the money to do so. But like my man said across, so, right, I cannot see them relegating City. I can see a fine. And I can see, and I really can see,
points,
like a 20 points.
Yeah, I was thinking 20, 25
right,
kind of points.
Right.
Yeah, they'll get a massive points deduction.
But not 100. And they'll, I can't see 100.
They'll appeal that. They'll appeal it. And they might probably, you know, get 5% knocked off. You know what I mean? Of the points deduction. Big fine, yes. Yeah, you know, you can see that. But, you know, this is going to be, you know, the biggest sporting scandal in the world of football.
Well,
in the world of football. I've said it. Yeah, you've heard it on Sweet Talking Sport. Simple.
We'll have to see, innit? We'll have to see. When 2025 come, we can debate it again.
Yeah, that's true. Even, I mean, you know, next week as well, we'll slide into it as well and say, oh, you know, they've started. The ball started rolling. You know what I mean? It's just which way it's going to roll. You know? Is it going to roll in City's favour? Like I said, the options are points deduction, fine. You know, people will think that it needs to be a considerable amount of points to take them down. So much that they can't, you know, like build up the points to stop in that league. Expulsion, can't really see that. And then again, another scenario which it could happen, not guilty. You know what I mean? These are the options on the table.
Well, if a not guilty come, that's it then, ain't it? I can't
see my team not guilty of some
not
of
guilty.
The things. There's going to be some things where they're guilty of. As my brethren across there who are trying to tamper with me, right, as far as I'm concerned, right, yeah, they'll probably get a fine or something like that, but I can't see them getting relegated. Manchester City are too big. They're too big. They're the flagship of the Premier League. That's how I see it. They're the flagship of the Premier League.
I'd have to agree with that,
right?
In a way, they've been up there too long now.
You'll get all your little people them out there, like your Liverpool fans and Mickey Mouse Club, right? All their fans, right? Yeah, the cheats and whatever. Yeah, you can say whatever you want. At the end of the day, you want to say that because you wasn't able to beat us on the field. So that'll be the point.
I think that there'll always be an argument, you know, and it's kind of like overall, you know, people will say, yeah, you've won this because you've gained that. Where has it come from? Do you know what I mean? It's a proper Pandora's box situation. Like I said, the biggest sporting scandal of mankind.
Yeah, no matter which and way it's going, there's always going to be something. Everybody's going to always have something to say, no matter which way it goes, really.
That's true, but it's always going to be ongoing. I want to drop on Victor Moses. Can you remember Victor Moses? Big, powerful guy.
Yeah, I do remember Victor Moses. Yeah.
Victor Moses is back in the UK, but he's going to play his trade in the Championship with Luton Town. Free transfer from Russia. Yep. Victor Moses is now 33.
He used to play for Chelsea.
Liverpool. He did a stint for them as well. You know, so, yeah, played in Russia for a bit. He's been over there for about 4 years. And I thought to myself, so they brought in Victor, 33, and, you know, they've let Townsend go. You know what? Townsend was Townsend is probably still in Turkey on the beach, probably, you know, they've still got the transfer banned or whatever. So as one's gone out, the other one's come in. But I think Victor, he'll give him some experience in there. Do you know what I mean? He's kind of like, you know, it was kind of a tough cookie to, you know, to knock off the balls. Still powerful. He says his fit is raring to go. Can't wait to get going. Do you know what I mean? And I'm going to keep an eye on Victor. So, yeah, Victor. I was thinking of Victor Romeo then, the singer. But Victor Moses is back in the championship with Luton Town. I'm going to be looking out for him. Yeah, so we've got the domestic league is back. City are playing Brentford. Brentford were the last team to actually beat Man City at the Etihad. What was that, about 2 seasons ago or something? Yeah. I don't think there's any chance of them repeating that. I'm going for a 3-0 score to Man City.
Well, I'm going on to. I'm going tomorrow, so... all of man that we're playing.
Yeah, he's had some bad news, hasn't he? You know,
so, a bereavement in the family.
Well, it's somebody who they know who was a family.
It was close.
Yeah, it was close. Very close. To their family.
Yeah, very close. So, and it's hit him hard.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so we're not sure.
He might not be playing.
We're not sure if he'll play, but all the others are, most of them are back. The only person who's not back is Nathan, who got injured against Germany. But Foden's back, Rodri's back, so near enough a full squad, really. And like I've said to people before, Haaland, goal machine, but City can play without Haaland.
Who will the pop up there? You know, because obviously Alves is gone. This is where probably Alves would come through now,
correct?
Wouldn't it?
Correct.
You know, obviously they can't rely on him now.
Yeah.
But
they can also play. They could play Grealish there. They could play Foden. Foden played there many a times, to be fair, right? So they've got options. They've got options.
And I think, in a way, I mean, you know, Brentford will offer little resistance. But like I said, I'll stick to my prediction, well, and I can't see City letting go an opportunity for 3 points. I'll still go for 3-0.
We. We played them last year. We did the double on them at their place and at our place. And at that time, he wasn't playing. My man, who has now gone to Arabia or whatever, Saudi, what you call him? What you call him? William Hills.
Tony.
That's right,
Tony.
Sorry.
Uh-huh. Tony, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, not William.
I mean that was a good prod, that, you know, like William Mills, it's only going to be Tony in there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe Ladbrokes on a different day, who knows, you know?
No, stop that, there's many other services.
Paddy Power.
Don't forget
about Bet
neither.
What? Hear Gina coming. Why know about Bet? Yeah. Hey. Yeah, secret Bet.
Yeah,
I mean, we just need to remind people out there that if you're going to bet responsible.
Be responsible
when you're betting. So, you know, we're not advocating.
You feel about don't get catch.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's go in and move on.
He
wasn't playing, and in the end, then we beat them. And down at their place, we done the same thing there as well. And he was playing then. So,
can we have a prediction, CV?
I would look at a 2-0, really.
2-0.
That's what I was thinking. 2-0.
Okay.
You see, we need that, really, because of the North London Derby on the Sunday.
Just coming to that as well. Keep going, Mr. V.
Well, we do need it, because they've got Tottenham away, and for me, they need to win. But they've got injuries, because you've got people like Mr. Rice, who want Kikwe Ball, right? A Kikwe Ball, you know, right? man put on the ball, but you might kick with ball, right? And get and then get two yellow card, right? And get sent off.
Yeah.
So he can't play.
I think he was just thinking of that advert, you know, rice ice baby. You know, what I mean, his head's just all over the place. And did you see his reaction as well when the referee just said you're off? It's like, what, me? You know what I mean?
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Shocking, man.
And then you've got...
You've got Sterling. He'll be looking to make an impact, in the North London derby.
Yeah, they might put him up front, yeah. But you've got my man, Alagard, right? Who's a good player, right? He's injured as well because he got injured playing for Norway.
Yeah, right? He's doubtful. I think there's going to be, little test him out before the game.
My understanding is that he won't be playing. Won't be playing. So
I mean, you're probably right, but you see, if you're a manager now, you don't want to give your hand away, do you? You don't want to be saying, do you know what, he's not playing, he's out of it. So you're going to tease people out there. You're going to say, well, it's 50-50, you know what I mean?
So I agree.
You know, we've got that one.
But yeah, so they've got a few little things, right? But I see this. They give it, that gives Tottenham a chance here now. Tottenham are at home. I'm going to be up for it. So hopefully,
I'm going to push for score predictions now. Yeah.
Hopefully Tottenham gets like a 2-1 win.
That's what you'd be hoping for. I'd probably go for a 2-2 draw, actually, you know.
I'd be all right with that.
G?
I'm thinking 1-0 to Tottenham.
Good. Yeah, good man, you know.
You know that. You don't have to tell me the time already. You know that from a long time ago.
This evening, Sheffield United travelling up to
Hull.
Hull line 19th in the league, Sheffield United line 8th. Hull City still looking for the first win of the season.
That's correct.
Sheffield United looking to kind of keep up the good work. I mean, both set of clubs have had a host of new players come in. Hull's got, I think he's a German manager actually, so he's quite new. Still trying to implement tactics and his authority into the side. And United starting off on a good note. I mean, it's Tim Walter, now the manager of Hull City. I'll probably go for an away win, 2-1. I can see Sheffield United getting all the spoils up there.
Yeah, I think Sheffield United could do... Yeah, you could be right. It could be like a 2-1 business up there. Yeah. And that would be good, that. That would be good. I'd be happy with that, with the little 2-1 up there.
Well, I'm going to root. Keep going. I'm going to root for the boys. 2-0 to Sheffield United.
Yeah. Nice one, G. Yeah. Can you just say that again, please? Yeah.
Yes, I'll say it even louder if you want. 2-0 to Sheffield United. Then I come back with everything. Kin and teat.
Players to watch for me. United's keeper looking really good. Young guy called Cooper came from Plymouth. Plymouth didn't want to let him go, but obviously being an ambitious youth, found himself down at S2 at Bramallian. So that's Cooper, the keeper. And O'Hare.
Good player.
O'Hare looks kind of... Very kind of busy player, top end of the pitch, so it's looking lively. But I think for me, the only concern for me is that they haven't really got the depth in the squad. Sheffield Wednesday, they play QPR tomorrow. It's going to be a tricky one, this, because, you know, from the word consistency, you know, like captain, you'll like this one also as well. They were just saying that they wanted to remain unbeaten for 5, and then they got 3 disses straight away. Sheffield Wednesday trying to get back to winning ways at home against QPR. Tough nut to crack, QPR. I think they'll go down 2-1.
So hopefully that QPR come there and steal a win. By that I mean a 1-0 win. So, and I'll be happy with that.
1-0.
1-0. So we'll see what kind of predictions come true. Just like to say thanks. If this is your first time listening to the show, hope you'll ride the airways once again. We've You've been listening to G and a man called CV.
Yeah, respect people.
All right, bye.
In a bit.